situation is that, you know, normally around this time, obviously, many people will no longer have anything to lean on, because whatever they would have harvested, you know, run out. So indeed, at this point in time, many people who reside in regions 3, 4, and 5 of Zimbabwe are in need of food aid. For example, we've already started giving in Mbire, in Chipinge, in Chimanimani as Christian care, as well as Gutu. I know other players are giving in other districts, so definitely there is a lot of need on the ground.
Reverend Matonga, we see that the appeals have not been responded to that much. Why can this be still happening?
We are not so sure, because it is a agreed position that, you know, the last decision was not good enough. So I'm not so sure. Maybe there are some political uncertainties around support, but we do believe that, you know, when it comes to humanitarian aid, donors will be separate political issues from humanitarian aid because of the humanitarian imperative. So we really do expect that, you know, the appeal will get its maximum support.
And as we go into a new rainy season, what a support are you and your partners giving to those farmers so that at least they can produce for themselves to avert hunger?
Yeah, ideally, we are supposed to be giving them some input. But again, because of the lack of funding, we do not have a lot in terms of recovery. So we believe that if this consolidated thing comes in, it might prepare for the next season. But this season, probably, is a little bit too late, because we are not distributing enough input